both pledging their loyalty to the state, yet back of this lies the vow of obedience to Rome, absolving them from every pledge inimical to her interests. So how are these judges going to vote if they get confronted with having to rule on a Sunday law? Well, the great controversy is given as warning that we know how they're going to vote. They're going to vote how Rome tells them to vote. Brothers and sisters, that's one of the ways the United States speaks is through its judicial authorities, not simply its legislatives, but not its executive branch. Now, in last year, a very significant year, this is from Washington Post in April 12th and May 5th of the year 2000. We're going to refer to this little piece of history more than once here, but I'll give you an overview. When George Bush was campaigning, he went to Bob Jones University, which is a Christian university in the United States, that one of its doctrines is that the Pope of Rome is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy. And he was campaigning to get the Republican nomination at that point, and one of the Republicans that he was running against was a man named John McCain. And after he went and visited Bob Jones University, Bob McCain let it be known that George Bush had went to the Bob Jones University, which was anti-Catholic, and from that point on, the Republicans in the United States and George Bush began to try to remind the Catholic world and the rest of the world how supportive they were of Catholicism. And this is the statement that I want you to follow. And follow it in connection with that the speaking of the nation is an action of its legislative and judicial branches. And what I hope you've seen by what we just got through with the Supreme Court is that Satan has pretty much placed the Supreme Court in the position he wants for a Sunday law. And I'm getting a few hand signs here. I'm going to catch up a few minutes from the first night, so they can fit on two tapes easily. And this is from Washington Post, April 12th, year 2000. There's more background to this than is in this article. Part of it that they're referring to is that the Republicans want to appoint a chaplain. They always have a chaplain in the Congress, and they wanted to appoint a chaplain that was a Catholic chaplain. And when they did so, it caused an uproar, and they backed off. And when they backed off, it caused a bigger uproar. So he's referring to that in this article. Okay, and I'll read this article now. The Republican